This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. The job market is quickly unraveling as the coronavirus pandemic continues hammering the economy. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It's the biggest and fastest jobs collapse since record-keeping began 70 years ago. 16.8 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits the past 3 weeks. One in 10 workers have now lost their jobs since the crisis began. The numbers may be even worse. Unemployment offices are overwhelmed with claims, and layoffs are expected to continue, with businesses shut down and burning through any cash reserves. By month's end, some economists say the unemployment rate could hit a Great Depression-era level of 15%. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Senate on Thursday failed to pass an additional $250 billion of aid intended to help small businesses cope with the economic toll of the coronavirus pandemic. Democrats objected to a Republican measure for $250 billion to beef up emergency loans to small businesses, saying that they would back the bill only if it was coupled to a similar amount for hospitals, local governments, and food assistance. Ben Cardin is a Democratic senator from the state of Maryland.
We got to protect small businesses to protect their payroll, and that's what our plans do.
Mitch McConnell is the Republican Senate Majority Leader.
It means this job-saving program is attractive to small business. Employers can access it. But it also means we need more funding, and we need it fast.
Congress has already allocated more than $2.3 trillion in three waves of legislation aimed at cushioning the economic hit of the pandemic. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News.